Random House Audio presents No Time to Wave Goodbye by Jacqueline Michard, read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Before dawn on the day she would finally see his first real film, Beth Cappadora slipped into the guest room and lay down on the edge of the bed where her son Vincent slept. Had she touched his hair or his shoulder, he would not have stirred. When he slept at all, Vincent slept like a man who'd fallen from a relaxed standing position after being hit on the back of the head by a frying pan. Still, she didn't take the risk. Her relationship with Vincent didn't admit of nighttime confidences, funny cards, all the trappings of the sentimental, platonic courtship between a mother and her grown boy. Instead, Beth blessed the air around his head, where coiled wisps of dark hair still sprang up as they had when he was a child. "Show them, Vincent," she said softly. "Knock 'em dead." Beth asked only a minor redemption, something that would stuff back the acid remarks that everyone had made about where Vincent's career of minor crime and major slough-offs would end, because it had so far outlasted the most generous boundaries of juvenile delinquency. She wished one thing itself, simple and linear. Let Vincent's movie succeed. That night, as she watched the film and recognized its might and its worth, Beth had to appreciate, by then against her will, that her wish was coming true. What she didn't realize was something that she'd learned long ago. Only long